Good day, everyone, and welcome to the annual meeting of the holders of trust units of Firm Capital Property Trust. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. You may remove yourself by pressing star two. Please note today's call will be recorded, and I'll be standing by if you should need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to your chairman, Stanley Goldfarb. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and welcome to the annual meeting of unit holders of Firm Capital Property Trust. My name is Stanley Goldfarb. I am the chairman of the board of trustees of the trust. Thank you for taking the time to attend. After the formal portion of the meeting, we will have a short presentation. We will then be pleased to answer your questions following our presentations. The meeting will come to order with the consent of the meeting. It is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. Also, with the consent of the meeting, I will ask Sandy Poklar, Chief Financial Officer of the Trust, to act as secretary of the meeting and will appoint Rosa Garofalo of TSX Trust Company, our transfer agent, to act as scrutineer. In view of the need to attend a number of formal matters, certain unit holders have volunteered to move and second resolutions. While this procedure will facilitate the handling of the formal matters, any unit holder or proxy holder may speak on a matter when that matter is before the meeting. When I recognize you, please give your name and state whether you are a unit holder or a proxy holder. I would also ask that all questions unrelated to the matters before the meeting be reserved until the end of the meeting, at which time we would be pleased to discuss matters relating to the trust of interest to particular unit holders. The notice calling this meeting was mailed to all trustees and registered unit holders and to the auditor of the trust. The secretary has filed with me proof of mailing of the notice, and I would direct that a copy of the notice of proof of mailing be annexed to the minutes of this meeting. Additional copies of the notice are available here today. The secretary, having informed me that a quorum is present and as due notice of the meeting has been given, I declare that this meeting has been duly convened and constituted to transact the business for which it has been called. When the formal report of the scrutineer is available, it will be kept with the minutes of the meeting. Copies of the financial statements of the trust for the year ended December 31st, 2023, together with the report of the auditor of the trust, are available on the trust website at www.firmcapital.com and from the trustee secretary. You'll also have received them with the meeting material requested. With the consent of the meeting, we will dispense with the reading of the auditor's report, and the financial statement shall be received. It is now time to proceed with the election of trustees. 11 trustees are to be elected for the ensuing year or until their successors are elected or appointed. The formal proxy for voting on the election of trustees sets out each proposed nominee separately and allows unit holders to vote for each trustee nominee individually. I propose that unless a ballot is demanded in respect to any individual nominee, we will conduct a vote on this matter by a show of hands. As provided in the meeting material, the management nominees are as follows: Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Stanley Goldfarb, Jeffrey Goldfarb, Victoria Granofsky, Jonathan Mayer, Sandy Poklar, Lauren Schulman, Howard Smotkowitz, Manfred Walt, and Robert McKee. May I have a resolution in this regard?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate those persons whose names have been read to the meeting to be elected as trustees of the trust and to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of unit holders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Mr. Chairman, I second each of the nominations.
Are there any further nominations? All those in favor of each of the trustees nominated, please signify. Contrary, if any? I declare that each of the trustees nominated are elected trustees to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of the unit holders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the appointment of the auditor of the authorization of the trustees to fix its remuneration. Will someone move and someone second the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I shall move that RSM Canada LLP be appointed as auditor of the trust to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of unit holders and the trustees be authorized to fix its remuneration.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
Unless a ballot is demanded in respect of this matter, we will conduct the vote on this matter by a show of hands. All those in favor, please signify by raising your hand. Contrary, if any? I declare the resolution carried. Before terminating the formal portion of this meeting, I would ask, is there any other further business? As there is no further business, I declare the formal portion of this meeting terminated. Sandy will now address the meeting.
Actually, Bob will.
I think you're Bob. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Stan. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Sandy Popart, and I'm the CFO of Firm Capital Property Trust. With me today is Bob McKee, the President and CEO of Firm Capital Property Trust. Bob and I will be providing an overview with a short presentation on the trust's financial performance and an overview of our operations. We'll then proceed to respond with any questions that you may have at the end of the presentation. There are five key factors that make the Canadian REIT attractive, an attractive investment. Stable distributions, while offering value investing opportunities as a trust is currently trading at a discount to NAV. The opportunity to invest alongside generational owners of real estate with the benefit of liquidity on a TSX-listed entity. A large portion of the distribution being return of capital, which is tax-deferred. A diversified portfolio with quality tenants and conservative leverage. Experienced board with strong alignment of interests. Over the next few slides, we'll expand on these key factors in more depth. Firm Capital Property Trust went public in 2012 and is a Canadian REIT consisting of a diversified portfolio of income-producing real estate. The trust trades on the TSX under the symbol FCD.UN. The trust has provided unitholders with a solid total return on investments since inception. As you can see from the chart on the screen, $100 investment at the IPO would be worth $296 as of the end of May, which represents a 9.9% annualized return on investment. The next slide talks a bit more about our distribution growth and our historical distributions. The REIT currently holds a diversified portfolio of real estate that generates an attractive monthly distribution for investors with a solid payout ratio. We've been able to increase distributions 9 times since inception, from 35 cents per unit to 52 cents per unit. That's a cumulative increase of 49% or 3.6% on an annualized basis based on accretive acquisitions and rental rate growth from our existing portfolio. The trust has declared and approved monthly distributions throughout the remainder of Q3 2024 of 4.33 cents per trust unit per month. The next slide is a bit more about our tax distributions and our tax efficiencies. And as you can see from the chart, we're a highly tax-efficient entity. For 2023, distributions were 88% return of capital and 11% capital gains, which amounts to a 94% non-taxable amount in 2023. For 2024, distributions are expected to be approximately 90% return on capital, subject to any capital gains that may occur on sales. NAV has, on the next slide, has benefited from both rental rate growth across our portfolio and cap rate compression in the real estate market. NAV has increased by 57% from inception to Q1 2024 for about a 3.9% annualized growth rate. The next slides are a bit more about our results. Overall, for our Q4 2023, we've posted a solid 2023, which reflects year-over-year improvements from same-store NOI growth on new leases and increased rental rates on renewals. Same-store NOI increased 5% for the 12 months ended December 31st over the same period last year. Although the current inflationary macro environment has shown signs of reversing, the rapid rise in interest rates that began in 2022 has led to a decrease in trust IFRS real estate valuations. During the course of 2023. The trust increased cap rates during 2023 to reflect market conditions. However, the growth in NOI across most of our portfolio offset this rise. So as a result, while our NAV decreased from 7.48 cents a unit, it only decreased marginally from the $7.64 that we published in Q4 2022. Our overall AFFO payout ratio improved to 101% from the 112% we had in the same period last year. Maintaining a leverage ratio that is appropriate for the trust is an essential part of our long-term strategy. At the end of Q4 2023, the trust had an overall leverage ratio of 53%. While it's increased slightly, it's still well below our desired leverage ratio of 55 to 65%. With the trust portfolio stability, we believe these leverage ratios are conservative. For the most recent quarter, we posted strong results. Same-store NOI increased 1% over the same period last year. NOI grew from a combination of rent increases and acquisitions from the prior year. Our NAV increased slightly, actually, to 748 a unit. And our payout ratio decreased to 108% over the same period last year. And our overall leverage ratio was in line with the previous quarter at 52%. The next slide talks a bit more about our same story rental rate increases year over year. And as you can see, we've had significant upside in our rental income based on current market conditions and expect that this growth will assist the trust from the effects of higher finance costs on our mortgages on renewals. I'll now turn the presentation over to Bob, who will talk about, we'll go through the second half of the presentation.
Okay. The trust currently trades on the TSX at a price of $498 per unit, and that results in approximately a 10.44% yield based on our current annual distribution of 52 cents. One of the key things that really differentiates us from other REITs is the fact that our trustees and senior management have such a strong alignment of interest with the trust. They hold over 10% of the units and have direct ownership interest in over 50% of the trust assets. So only 9 of the trust properties are 100% wholly owned. The remaining 64 are co-owned with senior management, trustees, and strategic partners. We believe that the trust provides investors with several key benefits. The trust has a strong balance sheet with low leverage of 52%. As well, we've always used our credit facility to better manage the timing of our equity issuances, protecting investors from dilutive equity offerings. We currently have 2 unencumbered properties to further address capital requirements if needed, and the tenant quality of the trust has been very resilient, both during the COVID pandemic and beyond. As well, if you look at our retail tenants, they tend to be very focused on providing everyday essential items to consumers that are not easily replaced by e-commerce. So we haven't seen a lot of erosion in our tenant base due to the effects of e-commerce. At the beginning of 2024, the trust had approximately $92 million of or 33% of its total mortgages maturing in 2024. In Q1, we refinanced 7 retail properties for approximately $55 million with a 5.34% interest rate. Subsequent to Q1, we refinanced 2 properties for approximately $110 million. The trust share of that was $55 million with a 5.43 interest rate and a 30-year amortization for a 10-year term. The one thing to note is both of these mortgages, we saw an increase in cash availability to the trust. Approximately the trust proceeds from the 2 refinancings were approximately $12 million. As you can see by the pie chart, on the left, 75% of the 2024 mortgage maturities have been refinanced. We should be completing the refinancing of our 2 residential properties that are due this year in the next few weeks. And we only would have 1 remaining property to refinance that would be due in Q4. So from a refinancing position, we're now in a very good position. We've basically dealt with, over the past 2 years, because of the timing of our acquisitions, we've dealt with the majority of our debt maturing, and we think that our income will catch up with those increased finance costs, and we'll see our AFFO continue to rise in Q3 and Q4. The portfolio currently is comprised of 73 properties, and they're diversified both geographically and by asset class, and that limits the exposure of unit holders to any single market. The portfolio is predominantly diversified between grocery-anchored, convenience retail, and industrial, and geographically it's predominantly between Ontario and Quebec. Going forward, we expect to see a continued reduction in our non-grocery-anchored retail and an increase in our multifamily and industrial assets as we look to rebalance the portfolio. We will also continue to reduce our exposure to non-core retail assets as those opportunities exist to create a more balanced portfolio. And you can see that those have been demonstrated by our sales completed in 2023 and 2024. From a tenant profile perspective, the portfolio is well diversified. The largest tenant is Sobeys at 12.2% of total rent, which is a strong covenant tenant. And our top ten tenants comprise approximately 32% of our NOI. The portfolio has grown since inception and currently sits at approximately $622 million, and that has resulted in a 32% compound annual growth rate since inception. We think we have a great management team and board and, you know, members that have extensive experience in the real estate market, finance, capital markets, and consistently provide us with insight and guidance into all of our endeavors as well as capital on most of our acquisitions. From an outlook perspective, I think, you know, while we've started to see some softening in the industrial markets in Ontario and Quebec, we still have a significant gap and runway in our rents on rollover to current market rates. For example, our portfolio in Quebec is currently running around at $8 average face rate, with market rates there between $12 to $17. So significant upside potential still in our Montreal industrial portfolio, as well as our Waterloo industrial portfolio, where we still are seeing significant rent increases on turnover. Our retail portfolio continues to track well, and we typically are seeing 10 to 15% increases on five-year renewals. So we expect to continue to see good, solid cash flow growth on the retail portfolio as well. With interest rates, we've seen a lot of volatility in interest rates. We expect in the short term that we're going to see rate cuts will have an impact on our short-term debt, which is mostly our revolving credit facilities. We think that long-term rates, there's probably a little bit of movement lower, but we're not going to see movements that will be in line with the interest rate cuts on the shorter end of the curve. So, but we do feel that even at current rates, from a historical perspective, the cost of mortgage financing are pretty attractive at these rates. So we have, you know, 10 and 7 year debt in the 3.3% range. So all in rates would be in the low fives today. So those are still pretty attractive. From an acquisition perspective, you know, we'll continue to focus on the industrial and multi-residential sectors, look to dispose non-core retail assets. We may grow some retail if opportunities exist with our strategic partners that make sense to us. We think the balance of our growth this year is going to be from internal growth, with us only putting out, you know, given where we're trading from an equity standpoint, I don't see us making significant acquisitions throughout the year. And finally, the you know, the economy has remained relatively stable, and we're maintaining sufficient liquidity to ensure that that should the monetary tightening cycle not end in a soft landing, that we have significant ability to navigate a much more difficult economic environment. I'll now turn the presentation over to any questions.
Would you please? Anybody have any questions?
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may remove yourself at any time by pressing star 2. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause just a moment to allow questions to queue.
Why do you even look at acquisitions when you've got such a discount on your NAV? When do you anticipate that you're going to be back in buying back some of your units? It seems to be I get all the refinancing, but by the end of this year, you're probably pretty well there. Doesn't it make sense to maybe reinstitute buying back the shares again?
Bob, you want to answer?
Sure. You're getting a big kick because of the discount.
Yeah, I mean, I think from an acquisition standpoint, we're not going to do anything significant where we would have to issue equity. We may use some of the refinancing debt to make acquisitions that make sense for us because they're very attractive at the time. As far as the normal course issuer bid, we will be refreshing that when it comes up in July. We expect once we've completed the two multi-residential financings that we will slowly come back into the market. It's not a significant amount of our capital that we can spend on that, but we really want to ensure that we have proper liquidity if anything goes sideways in the economy. So, you know, we can probably spend about $4 million a year on the NCIB is where we top out based on our daily purchase volume. So, you know, that's a constant discussion at the board is when is the right time to go back in and buy back shares, but that's something that we're looking at, and we hope to be back in buying back units in the near term.
Any other questions? Do you have any questions on the phone?
No, sir. No questions on the phone lines at this time.
Okay. As there are no other questions, on behalf of the trustees, we thank you for your attendance and participation. Thank you.
This does conclude today's program. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at any time.